Okay, good morning, good Dior.
I hope everyone's Hashanah went smoothly and nicely. We'll find out over the course of the year, I guess, how smoothly and how nicely. But Baruch Hashem, it was a beautiful Vas, our first Hashanah in Los Angeles. Today's shiur is sponsored in honor of and in gratitude to Asher Adler for arranging this shiur. So we appreciate his service, his hard work to put together this shiur, and to be the gabbai for it every week, and someone expressed their appreciation through sponsorship of this shiur. So we'll start with the Sfas Emes on the psukim in this parsha, and then we'll pivot, and we'll do at least one, I mean, really one section with a few Sfas Emes, but we'll do at least one, number two over here, on Shabbos Shuv in general. But first let's start with our parsha Vayelech. The psukim, if you look at the if you look at them here in Perek Lamed Aleph, if you have extra source sheets, just Asher's looking for one, and there are more going around. If you want to take one, they're worth taking home, and you can share them at the table if you have it in front of you. So the psukim parsha Vayelech describe how Kadosh Baruch Hu is going to punish us. He's going to be angry with us. V'chara api vo bayom. People are going to be. It's not exactly clear what our avera is going to be. The Sfas Emes is going to weigh in on that a little bit. But for some reason, we turn away from Kadosh Baruch Hu. Somehow we commit some avera, or we have some disconnect from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and because of that, the Chara Api, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will become angered with us. V'amar b'yomahu, if you look in the bold in Pasuk Yitzayin, V'amar b'yomahu, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will say, Halo al ki'ein el elokai bikir bi, mitzauni haro sa'ela. So really, sorry, that wasn't Hashem talking. We are going to say that it's because HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not with us that all of these bad things befell us. That's an interesting, it's a very cryptic line. The Sfas Emes quotes many, many times in Parshas Vayelech and also in Shabbos Shuva from his grandfather, Chidush HaRim, that actually the Pshat in this pasuk is fascinating, and we have it here also in source number one in the second paragraph over here. The Sfas Emes says that the Avera that Klal Yisrael commit during this time is V'amar Bayomahu Alo Al Ki'ein Elokai Bekirbi, meaning the fact that we think HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not with us is the very sin which removes him from our presence. A brilliant insight into the pasuk. The pasuk doesn't really describe the sin that we've done. The sin is the very fact that we think that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not with us. Therefore, he's not with us. Va'anochi haster aster, continuing the psukim, I'm going to hide myself. Haster aster panai vayomahu. On that day, I'll hide myself from you. I'll become very hidden. V'ata kisvu lachem zashiras. Those then the pasuk launches in. Write for yourselves this song. This song obviously refers either to the parshos in front of us, hazinu, or refers to the whole Torah, the mitzvah, ksivas sefer Torah. V'lamda as b'nei Yisrael sima v'fiyem, place the Torah in their mouths. L'man tia li hashira hazos le'ed. Pay attention to that word le'ed. That this shira, this song, which again probably refers to the entirety of Torah, the sefer Torah, should be an aid, should be a witness, should be some sort of a testimony v'bnei Yisrael amongst the Klal Yisrael. V'haya ki simsena oso rose rabbas v'tzaros. When you find all of these tzaros, all of these tragedies, all of these troubles that befall you, when you have these hard times, and the Kadosh Baruch Hu gives you the hester upon him and hides himself, says the pasuk, v'ansa hashira hazos lefan of le'ed. You should answer, you should respond, react to those tzaros with this shira, with the Torah, with liman haTorah. Kilosi shachach mi pizaro, famous pasuk, we know that the Torah will not be forgotten from us or from our children. So, such a strange flow of psukim, no? The psukim described for us that we did some sort of avera, not clear. Okay, we told you one pshat from the Sfas Emes, maybe the avera is the very fact that we don't believe that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is with us. Fine, maybe that's the avera. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu hides himself from us. What's the answer? The answer, says the Torah, is va'ansa hashira azos levan of leid. Yeah, after v'kisu lachem, that you have to write the Torah, va'ansa hashira azos levan. What does Torah have to do with the fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu hid from us and there's a punishment? How is this the response? How is it the ansa? The Torah is saying it's a response, it's a reaction. How do these psukim connect? How do they flow together? So the Sfas Emes is something beautiful here. If you look in the bold here in Sfas Emes from Tafresh Lamates, which is 1870, I guess 1878, because it was Parshas Vayelech, so it was after Rosh Hashanah, but before the second New Year. So 1878, says the Sfas Emes, V'shamati b'shem Rav HaKadosh Mipriziska, but in other places he quotes that this is from the Chidush HaRim, who heard from Rabbanim, Shezehu Nechshav L'chet. This is what the chet is. The very fact that we say, like I told you before, Ein Elokai v'kirbi, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not with me, that's the very chet that HaKadosh Baruch Hu sees in us. V'al yedei haTorah v'shira hazos. Amazing. Through Talmud Torah, through learning and teaching Torah, through singing the song of Torah, Yecholim levarer zos ki Hashem Yisbarach Imanu. Says the Sfas Emes, that as long as we don't learn Torah, as long as we're not osik b'Torah, as long as we're not sufficiently involved in the learning of Torah and the expression of this shira of Torah, v'ata kisvul lachemes hashira zos, as long as we don't, then we can't find the Kadosh Baruch in our lives. He disappears, kiviyachol, haster aster panai. But the second HaKadosh Baruch Hu disappears, and we want to go and seek him out, we want to go find him, we want to go search for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, says the Sfas Emes, v'ansa hashira zos lefanav le'ed. Learn Torah. Be osik in Torah. If you make a seder, you start the daf yomi, if you go to a shir, you start learning Torah, all of a sudden, v'zesh kasav ansav hashira zos le'ed. She'al yidei haTorah yichol levar hakol ki Torah or. Says the Sfas Emes, the Torah is the aid, it's the testimony, it's the witness to the fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is in our presence. The second we pick up Talmud Torah, the second we start to learn a little bit, we start to find HaKadosh Baruch Hu in our lives. Zeh atzmo, ki lo si shachach mi bizarro. That's exactly what the Pasuk is saying. Ki lo si shachach mi bizarro. Zeh ha'edus, she'Hashem yisbarach imanu. The fact that we're always going to have the Torah, we're never going to forget the Torah, is the very testimony, is the very bears witness to the fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu never leaves us. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu is with us. It's an edus that Shechinas Hashem is Shora B'Yisrael. Learning Torah allows us to discover and realize HaKadosh Baruch Hu in our daily lives, and it allows us to connect to HaKadosh Baruch Hu in a way that reverses that klala of Haster Aster Panai. HaKadosh Baruch Hu hides himself, what's the answer? V'ansa Hashir Azos. Go ahead and learn Torah. You want to find HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Go ahead, put your head in a Gemara, put your head in a Chumash, learn a little Torah, you'll find him. Uchamo came b'prat. So too by every individual. It's not only true that Klal Yisrael, when they experience these klalos, they'll find the Shem and Torah. No, each and every one of us, lifi hisgalos ha'aras haTorah believe, in accordance with the amount of Torah that becomes revealed and lit up inside of my heart, inside of each Ish Yisrael, edesu lim'at dveikas asher lo. It's a testimony to each and every one of us, our own dveikas, our own clinging, our own recognition and relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. There's at least three levels, there's many more probably, at least three levels we can understand this on. First of all, there's the very, I would call it esoteric, but there's a very esoteric level that we probably can reach, but it's a little bit removed from much, which is that if a person is osik in Torah enough, then they start to see the code in the world. They start to see the signs of HaKadosh Baruch Hu everywhere. If you're osik in Torah in Nigla, but also in Nister, if you're osik in Kabbalah, which, you know, most of us don't have an opportunity to really reach in our lifetime, but even in Nigla, if a person really masters the whole corpus of Torah, so they start to see in their lives signs of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Why? Because they understand Torah at a deeper level, they understand the Ramazim, the hints in their lives to the hand of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and you start to see signs, you start to see little smiles from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the opposite from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you see it in the Bria, in nature. The Torah does describe that, we just have to dig extremely deep to find that. That's relatable, but it's maybe a level that's very hard for us to attain. There's another level that I think the Torah reveals HaKadosh Baruch Hu to us, and that's actually through halacha. It's something that all of us can certainly approach. I'll tell you a story. It's not such an exciting story, but it was meaningful to me at the time. When I first got married, Baruch Hashem, I only got married once, but in the beginning of that marriage, so my wife and I had a trip to Eretz Yisrael in the summer, and for Shabbos, my in-laws, every single year, they go to NCSY Kollel for the summer. So what we usually, since then, for 7 years, what we did always was that my in-laws went to Eretz Yisrael, we took their house in Woodmere. So we were the only Kollel couple with a big house in Woodmere, two cars, and a cleaning lady every summer. Gevaldik. But that year, we weren't smart enough yet. We were just early married. So we went to Eretz Yisrael to visit my in-laws instead of using their house. So when we were there for Shabbos, we had nowhere to stay. So the Sobolovskis, Rav Sobolovsky, Rav Shiva NYU, so they allowed us to stay in their house on the campus for Shabbos. They were away. So when we got there, so Sobolovsky was just showing me around the house to make sure I knew what was going on. As we walked in the door, he said, "You see this?" Outside, we were standing outside. There was nothing there. It was a car and bushes and like a house. It was a small house. It's like, "You see?" I'm like, "I don't know, what are you talking about? You see?" Like, "You see the Erev?" Like, so I looked up. I was looking for the Erev. And I don't know if he even saw it. I said, "I don't see it actually. Where is it?" He said, no, right in front of you. See how the house ends there? And then there's a bush that's this high right over here. And there's a little bit of a break, but the car is parked right next to it. And if you connect the dots, you have an Erev right here. You can carry right here without an Erev around the whole campus. And I was like, "What are you looking at? We're not looking at the same world. We're not looking at the same world." But think about it. If a person is the Ansa Hashira Zos, if a person is like Rav Sobolovsky, and he lives a Torah's Chayim, and everything he sees is halacha, he's the Isha Halacha in the sense that everything he sees is halachic. Everything he sees relates to the Metzias, but it also relates to the Torah. So then if you learn enough, and you engage in Torah enough, then you start to see the signs of HaKadosh Baruch Hu through his halacha in every step of your life also. That is something attainable. Will all of us master Erevin to the point where we see cars and we think, "Oh, that's an Erev"? Maybe. Maybe we will. Maybe we won't. That's okay. Maybe not all of us will be masters in Erevin in that sense. But there are ways that we'll see HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the brachos that we make, in the Shabbos that we keep every single week. We'll see signs of HaKadosh Baruch Hu through his halacha, v'ansa hashira azov. That's a second level. But a third level, which is certainly relevant to every single one of us, without even mastering Torah, is the following. The chiyuv to learn Torah has at least two aspects. We actually spoke about this here, Parshas Zachar, when I came to visit last year. It has at least two aspects, but there's really a third that's the underlying aspect. The two aspects that we're aware of are Yediyas HaTorah and Limud HaTorah. A person has to learn Torah because Hashem says to learn it. It's a mitzvah. You got to sit down and learn Torah however much you understand or don't understand. There's also a mitzvah of Yediyas HaTorah, of Kinyan HaTorah. You have to understand the Torah you learn. It's hinted at now, or Berachas HaTorah. Both of them are hinted at. There's an Asek and there's Yediyah. And those are both the main aspects of Talmud Torah. But there's really a third aspect which is underlying all of Mitzvah's Talmud Torah, which is that through Talmud Torah, a person is not only supposed to know Torah, but he's supposed to get to know HaKadosh Baruch Hu. A person is supposed to understand that Torah is really a mashal. Rav Shechter Shlita always points this out, that the Torah is really a mashal, ki shem Hashem ekra, havigod alekenu. That the Torah is a shem Hashem. It's a mashal of a mashal of a mashal. It's a mashal within a mashal of what HaKadosh Baruch Hu's essence really is. And the more a person learns Torah, the more he actually understands the nature of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the more he understands HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and the more he makes a relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And a person is running from Seder, to Shir, to learning this and that, and has a bunch of limudim. So not only on a technical level, he's always thinking about Hashem, because he's always learning Torah, but he's deepening, he's furthering, he's enhancing that relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, his grasp of HaKadosh Baruch Hu kiviyachol, and his relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And so what the Sfas Emes is telling us on this level also, that each of us can certainly attain every single day, is that every time a person jumps in, every time a person is va'ansa hashira hazos, every time a person takes on that edus and looks at the testimony of the Torah, he's deepening a relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You want to uncover the Hester Panim? You want to reveal HaKadosh Baruch Hu in your life? Learn Torah. Make a relationship with him. Get to know him a little bit. Capital H. Learn the Torah, not only that we can on that esoteric level that we started with, not only on the second level, which is also important, seeing the halacha in everything in our lives and getting to know HaKadosh Baruch Hu and seeing him everywhere in that way, but even on the basic level of just being osek ba-Torah deepens that relationship and helps you find the HaKadosh Baruch Hu at every stage and every moment and every place in our lives. That's this first idea that I wanted to share from the Sfas Emes on Parshas Vayelech. If you look in source number two, you have another Sfas Emes. This one's on Shabbos Shuvah in general. And he asks a very interesting kasha. The pasuk in our Haftarah starts, V'shavta Hashem l'kecha, you're supposed to do tshuva to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, okay, whatever that means, tshuva Yisrael, ki kashalta b'avanecha, that you were kashalta with your averos. What does kashalta mean? So it means you stumbled. Michshol, lifnei iver l'sitin michshol, don't place a stumbling block before a person. So kashalta has a connotation of a mistake, a mishap, an accident, shogeg. So the Torah is, the Navi is telling us, Shuvah Hashem Lekecha, go ahead and do tshuva, ki kashalta b'avanecha, because you had some stumbling, because you had some mishap, because you made some mistake. What does it sound like? It sounds like those are just shogeg. It wasn't really like we did averos on purpose, intentionally, up in mezid chas v'shalom, not lahakis, an accidental avera. So the Gemara in Yuma picks up on this, and the Gemara says, what does it mean ki kashalta? We also do averos on purpose. So what does the Gemara say? If a person does tshuva meyira, if a person does tshuva, the impetus for his tshuva being fear of HaKadosh Baruch Hu or fear of his punishments. So if a person does tshuva meyira, then zdonos nasim kishgados. His averos that were intentional in real life, he did them on purpose. He was chote because he had a taiva and he did it on purpose. But the Torah, HaKadosh Baruch Hu really, will flip those averos bizadon bemezid into averos b'shogeg. They'll be like accidents now in hindsight because of his tshuva meyira. So says the Sfas Emes is an interesting question. The Navi is telling us, Shuva Yisrael ki kashalta. Do tshuva because you made a mistake. And the Gemara says, that's talking about tshuva meyira, says the Sfas Emes. But there's another type of tshuva, right? What's the other type of tshuva? Tshuva me'ava. Which one's a higher level? Tshuva me'ava. Tshuva me'ava is the highest level of tshuva. A tshuva not because you're scared of punishment. Not because you're scared of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Because you love HaKadosh Baruch Hu, because you want to come closer to him. Says the Sfas Emes, source number two, v'kasheh. Lamalo bikesh anavi mibnei Yisrael. The Navi is telling us to do tshuva. So tell us, lush of me'ahava. Tell us to do the tshuva me'ahava. Why is the Navi telling us, oh, do the bidyevet, the second level tshuva. Tell us to do the best tshuva possible. Why are we, you get up and say your Shabbos tshuva drasha, so you don't get up and say, everyone here should be careful to look up all the opinions in Hilchos Shabbos and follow the most makel ones. Follow, be makel on Hilchos Shabbos. What are you talking about? This is the Shabbos tshuva drasha. This is the Shabbos tshuva drasha. The Navi is telling us, do tshuva, and he says, do tshuva second best, the penultimate tshuva. What are you talking about? Tell me to do the highest level of tshuva. So the Sfas Emes says, amazing. Nothing chassidic here, nothing misnagdic, it's for everyone. Achein, Vaday mikodem tsrichim lashav meira. People can't skip steps. You can't jump the ladder. You got to go step by step. This guy has been doing averus all year round. He's sullied. He's mired in chet. He's dirty. He's disgusting. And he thinks on Yom Kippur or on Rosh Hashanah, and he thinks, you know, I want to do tshuva. What's he? He's going to do tshuva from Ava? Doesn't he have a step before that? Doesn't he have to fear what he's done already? How could he possibly feel a real level of Ava if he skipped the step entirely, recognizing the gravity of his sin? Says the Sfasemis, you can't jump a rung on the ladder. You have to go in order. In a different Sfasemis here, you have below in Tafresh Mem Aleph, he says there's two stages to tshuva. That's hinted at in the Pasuk, Hashiveinu Hashem Elecha, Vina Shuva. That a person first needs Hashiveinu Hashem Elecha. You're so caught in it. You're so ensnared by chet that it's really impossible for you to do anything, to do any tshuva. Hashiveinu Hashem Elecha. HaKadosh Baruch Hu brings us closer to Him, helps us do tshuva meira, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu encourages it. But once you've done tshuva meira, says the Sfasemis, okay, Hashiveinu Elecha, Vina Shuva, then we can do tshuva on our own motivation, motivating ourselves, self-motivated tshuva, that's tshuva me'ava. But a person can't do that until it's Hashiveinu Hashem Elecha. You can't skip steps. So many times we run into a Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur and we have all these goals, these grandiose goals and visions. We need those. We need to write them down. We need to keep track of them. But we can't skip steps to get those goals. There's hard work that goes into it. There's a tshuva meira that comes before, a tshuva me'ava. Tshuva me'ava may be the goal. That's the highest rung on the ladder. That's what we want to reach. But it's not the first step. The first step is a person to realize the gravity of what they've done, to have a fear of the consequences of what they've done, to do tshuva meira, and then Hashiveinu Hashem Elecha with the help of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, then Vina Shuva. Then we could have a self-motivated tshuva me'ava. Maybe we'll end, if you turn your attention and your page, to page 2, the Sfasemis here before source 3. On Shabbos Shuvah, again, Tafresh Mem Dalad, such a beautiful, beautiful idea here. Again, we mentioned that there's two steps to tshuva, that a person can't skip steps. A person has to go in order. So the way the Sfasemis pitches it, again, it's hard to imagine doing tshuva me'ava. We always have chatayim. It's hard to imagine ever being self-motivated to the point where we do tshuva out of a love of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, not yira. We ever really get to that stage? So if you learn this Sfasemis, and I think you should look at it again in your own time later, but the Sfasemis says something so beautiful here and also so helpful in terms of the bringing down to earth, bringing it down to our level and helping us understand how we also can do a level of tshuva me'ava. He quotes the Gemara, which says that there's a machlokas tanayim, I think. A machlokas tanayim or amarayim, but I thought tanayim. Where they discuss whether HaKadosh Baruch Hu is nosei avon or kovesh avon. Does HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so to speak, bear our iniquities, lift them up, nosei avon, or kovesh avon? He suppresses or buries, very good. He covers up our iniquities, covers up our avonos. He lifts them up or he buries them. Weird terms, weird machlokas. The Sfasemis says they're both right. Ilu ve'ilu devrei kim chayim, and Mistama, these two Tanayim, are talking about two different types of tshuva, two different types of people who do tshuva. I'll do it outside so we don't take up all the time. The Sfasemis is like this. Sometimes a person does tshuva because they look at their life and they realize, ugh, disgusting. Oh, my chatayim, terrible. I did such terrible things this whole year. I need to do tshuva. I'm scared of the punishment. I'm embarrassed from what I've done. A charata on all of the averos. That's a tshuva meira that we described before. It says the Sfasemis, when a person does tshuva meira because they're disgusted by and afraid from the consequences of their sins, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu is nosei avon. He lifts up their sins. What does it mean, lifts up their sins? So the Sfasemis explains it means that we have a scale, averos versus mitzvos. And your averos right now are weighing down your mitzvos. But you're upset about your averos. You feel terrible about them. You're disgusted by them. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu lifts them. He makes them lighter. He relieves the gravity and the weight of those averos. And now the scale can tip to the mitzvos because he lifted your averos. Averos, nasin kishgagos. They're still averos, but they're lighter. They're, instead of 5 pounds of averos, they become 1 pound of averos. And that's enough to tip the scale. Tshuv meir, taka works through lifting the averos a little bit on the scale and making them a little bit lighter. Says the Sfasemis, this is amazing. If a person does tshuva me'ava, what does that mean? And this is the part I think we can relate to. A person comes to Yom Kippur, and everyone has a feeling like this at some point in Yom Kippur. They're not necessarily, hopefully also, but in addition to being scared, they're not necessarily scared of the judgment, not necessarily thinking about the punishment, not necessarily stuck on the fact that they're so sullied and ruined and disgusted by their year, but they're sitting there thinking, maybe they're looking at the guy next to them thinking about how close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu he is, or they're thinking internally, I wish I had a better relationship with Hashem. I wish I had this feeling of ne'ila, where you feel like you're in your talis and it's the HaKadosh Baruch Hu hugging you. I wish I felt that all year round. I wish my life felt full of this relationship with the HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And you're sitting there on Yom Kippur thinking, how do I possibly get that relationship with Hashem? I'm too removed. I'm too distant. My averos, my chataim, are separating me from my relationship with Hashem. At that moment, says the Sfasem, as a person is doing tshuva, me'ava. It's not because they're fearful of the consequences. It's because they wish, they're pining for a relationship with the Kadosh Baruch Hu. There's a barrier, there's an impediment. Their averos are mavdilim beinenu. Their averos are blocking, they're a blockage between them and the Kadosh Baruch Hu. And they say, I wish I could remove these averos, not because I'm scared of the punishment necessarily, or not only because of that, but because I want to get to the other side. I want to get to a Kadosh Baruch Hu. Tshuva me'ava, my love and my yearning for Hashem motivates me to realize that I don't want these averos anymore because they are blocking my relationship with Hashem. Says the Sfasem, in that case, the person does tshuva me'ava, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is kobesh avon. He takes away, he covers, he suppresses, he deletes the avonos, or as the Gemara says, tshuva me'ava, averos nasin, zdonos nasin, kemitzvos kizruyos. What does that mean? The Sfasem says, gevaldik. He says, in this instance, what motivated the person to do tshuva? His averos. The person sees a blockage, sees an impediment between him and Hashem. It's averos, it's chataim. He said, I want to get rid of these averos because they're blocking me from Hashem. The averos themselves brought him to tshuva. His chataim throughout the year brought him to want to do tshuva. They were the impetus for his tshuva. They were the motivating factor because he wants to get to the other side. He wants to go reach out and be hugging HaKadosh Baruch Hu. If the averos were the motivating factor in the tshuva and there's a tshuva me'ava because he wants that relationship, says the Sfasemes, those aren't averos anymore. Those are zechuyos, the biggest merit in the world. They're the ones that cause you to do tshuva. Says the Sfasemes, there are two types of tshuva that we're referring to here, tshuva me'ava and tshuva me'ira. A tshuva me'ira, that's nosei avon, HaKadosh Baruch Hu lightens the sentence, so to speak, and we can win out that way. But if you want to do a tshuva me'ava, it's coming from a place of wanting that relationship, of yearning for a closeness to the HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That I think we can all relate to, and we all have moments where we do relate to that. And if a person has that real yearning for a HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and therefore wants to get rid of his averos, which stop that relationship from being so close, then it's a tshuva me'ava, and a HaKadosh Baruch Hu is taka kovesh avonos, and he's taka going to make his your zdonos into zechuyos. We should all be zocha to have such a tshuva me'ira, halavai, and even more so a tshuva me'ava, through tshuva and through Talmud Torah, we spoke at the beginning. Ziyad Hashmai, we should all be zocha to a kapara on Yom Kippur. Abba Aleinu L'Tova.
Amen.